Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
With Dusty Hera and NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
If I can change and you can change, everybody can change.
On 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number three, Dusty and Cam in the morning coming up. This hour, the Mets can't have nice things. My goodness. Not even the hope for nice things the Mets can have.
What do you mean? They're going to get George Springer? They got their new shortstop, second base.
Yeah. Need a new GM, too.
Yeah. Well.
Public service announcement coming up at 8:30. Deshaun Watson is on the outs in Houston. Where does he land? Where is the fit for Deshaun Watson? 503-250-1080. And the news of the day is CJ McCollum's out for at least a month. He'll be reevaluated. The sun's shining, though, in Portland.
Beautiful.
You got that going for you. But CJ McCollum's out for a month with a hairline fracture in his left foot. Blazers decided to dump that one on us at 11:08 p.m. last night.
We call that a what? What's the specific word for that?
A news dump?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was on a Monday night, though. Yeah. I mean, that's usually safe for Fridays right around 5 o'clock.
That's the usual bad news dump.
But a Monday night news dump.
Yeah, it was rare, especially when it was 8 hours after they played a basketball game.
Well, those doctors were in there reading that MRI. It took them a while to find the hairline.
Apparently so. All right, we got a big decision looming for the Oregon Ducks, and we were just talking about Tennessee cheating and firing Jeremy Pruitt. That may affect Oregon's search for a defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. As one of the many names that Bruce Feldman of The Athletic has reported that the Ducks are considering is Derek Ansley, who's the Tennessee defensive coordinator, or was, for that matter. And he is now probably looking for new employment with Jeremy Pruitt fired. And that was one of the names that was floated out there as, look, if there's one person to follow on these D coordinator search for Oregon, I would say it's Bruce Feldman because of their relationship with Mario Cristobal. You know,
yeah.
Both Miami guys.
Pretty tight.
Around the same time. So he's probably getting the inside source here, but he's listed 10 names that Oregon is considering. And there's some heavy hitters and there's some guys that are relatively unknown in this. And there's no matter what way you slice it, there's one thing that is true when you go down the list. Boy, they are not committed to one style or scheme when you look at the guys who are being considered, according to Feldman. And Ansley is one of them who's a 3-4 guy, more in the cut of the mold of Jim Leavitt. With the talent that you've seen with Oregon, what is the best way to go about this this search?
I kind of use what Coach Avalos used this year and seeing what they wanted to do, kind of like with having Jordan Scott as a nose and moving the versatility of that and knowing how Kayvon is a big-time pass rusher, but did he underachieve a little bit? Yeah, but there might have been some injuries or something right there because it's a weird year. But knowing you have the kind of speed, and I say you want to build for the Pac-12, and you also want to build for your division, so I think you have to do with that. Stanford's going to run the ball successfully. You know exactly what Washington State's a little bit different. They're going to throw it. Washington's different. So you might want to grab the identity of big physical up front, but I'm a fan of an odd front. I really do like the fan, or I like the fan.
I'm
a fan of having an odd front with outside backers that can be versatile. okay, who can be stand-up guys and then occasionally drop into coverage, because it gives you the 4-3, and if you go under front, that's a five-man front. You bring guys down in the box. I'm not trying to confuse everybody. I just like the fact when you have a nose guard or you offset, because it occupies the center, and most of the time it allows your middle linebacker, who could be your best defender next year with Sewell, gives him the ability to run gap to gap and be able to play sideline to sideline a little bit more, and keeps the center with a free release off of him and his versatility. That's kind of my mindset. Will that scheme work? Because you want to be able to get stopping the run versus Stanford, who's going to pound at you. But then you have a great pass rusher. And if you have a big nose guard, you can keep that freedom with your backers. And your backers are your strength. I think moving forward with what Oregon is, your linebackers have more speed. That's who you're going to have. Your secondary seems to be solid. It always will be solid, I think, with Oregon, because you have a just crazy amount of athletes you're recruiting back there. Not too worried about their cover ability. But the linebacker play has to be amplified. It really does. So it really depends on what Coach Cristobal and what he sees.
Well, if this is any indication, there's only one guy who runs an even front that is reportedly being under consideration. That's Chris Ash, who is a former Texas defensive coordinator. And he is a guy that was Rutgers head coach there and was the Ohio State defensive coordinator when they won the national championship against Oregon in 2014. Mm-hmm. He runs a 4-3, but he runs an aggressive quarters defense where they press on the outside,
right,
bring a ton of pressure, mm-hmm, and then just play quarters over the top. So
that's not bad. I like the sounds of pressure.
But for what you're talking about, you have Zach Arnett, the Mississippi State defensive coordinator. He is a Rocky Long disciple. He came from San Diego State, so he runs a 3-3-5, which is a little bit different.
A little bit different. Doesn't mean you're going to always have – see, when someone gets here as a 3-3-5, they go, what do you mean there's only three down linemen? No, it just means they walk another player down, mm-hmm, and he's always going to be – there's going to be a four or even or odd. You're not going to have just three down linemen all the time.
Everybody else that's been thrown out there. So Arnett was with Mike Leach at Mississippi State this past year, but he had top 10 defenses at San Diego State in his previous stop. You've got Glenn Schumann, who is the defensive coordinator at Georgia. He's a co-coordinator at Georgia, and he and Mario Cristobal go back to Alabama. Mm-hmm. He's a 3-4 guy. Mm-hmm. Then you have Tosh Lapoy.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Tosh.
Who I believe, didn't he have a show cause
he's
for recruiting?
A great recruiter. I don't know his defensive coaching ability, but I know he's an excellent recruiter.
Former Alabama DC.
Yep.
You have, and this could go to the, all right, could this be a direction that they go with maybe a co-coordinator situation with Lapoy, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and Ken Wilson, who's the linebackers coach at Oregon, who, carry a guy over, promote him. He was on the Nevada staff. Mm-hmm.
Nobody there, they're talking about elevating within staff, correct?
I just said Ken Wilson.
No.
Who's the linebacker.
Oh, that's
coach.
Right. That's right. You just did. Sorry. But no Joe Salavea or anything. Those rumblings aren't
Keith
there.
Keith Hayward and Joe Salavea, no. Okay. That does not appear to be, one of the guys that at least Feldman is reporting. And then you've got Nate Woody, who's an interesting call. He's an older guy. He's Army's defensive coordinator. Front guy. Runs a 3-4.
It'd be tough.
And then there's this guy. This would be an interesting one. Patrick Toney. Louisiana Lafayette, the Ragin' Cajuns defensive coordinator. 30 years old. Young guy.
Mm-hmm.
Runs a 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, with Louisiana's guys, they beat Iowa State last year. Smoked him.
Yeah.
Held him to 14 points last year.
Yeah.
Last season. He is young. He's an up-and-comer. He's a Southern California guy.
All right.
But he is, he is, you talk about young.
He runs a 3-4. I'm a
30.
Sell me with that one.
Yes, he does.
You don't have to sell me anymore after that. And he beat Iowa State, who happened to beat you, the Oregon team. So, hey, if he's younger and he's got some innovation and some excitement and brings in some juice, yeah, man. And he's probably a good recruiter. You got to be a good recruiter to get the kids to come to Louisiana Lafayette.
And there's a guy that I've never heard of, Josh Conklin, who is a former DC at Pitt and FIU. He's at Wofford right now. So those are the names that are being floated out there. And look, there's variety in them where you got the good recruiters like Schumann, Lapoy, Ansley, Ash, the guys who were established Power Five guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the up-and-comers like Zach Arnett, who's younger, the Patrick Toney guy from Louisiana. Lafayette.
I love the idea of bringing in younger guys that get a chance to prove themselves and kind of earn their way to the top, and they do that. They always seem to have a little bit of juice. The older coaches, you know, when Jim Leavitt was a very good coach, mm-hmm. but he just brought in, he was very rigid. You know, we do it this way. Sometimes when you bring in a younger guy, you can have that kind of influence with, and we know Coach Cristobal's got to have his thumbprint on everything in the program, as he should. He's the head coach.
Now, this could be every single defensive coordinator on the history of the planet, but one thing that I found interesting on almost every single one of these guys that I looked up, simple and aggressive are the two things that they said were their principles.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Like it.
And aggressive.
Like it.
So that is that would be the common thread. I mean, we have 3-3-5, 3-4, 4-3, old, young, good, great recruiters and known recruiters, guys that are more under the radar in that world. The one common thread between all of them, though, simple, aggressive. Just basically let your athletes be athletes.
And you got lots of athletes down in Eugene. You just got to let them go.
It'll be interesting to see what direction they go. I'm with you. I think the younger direction is probably what we see.
Well, you have Coach Moorhead, he's not old. Okay, he's in his 40s. Maybe that's considered old in the coaching ranks. I don't think so. I think those guys are all innovative. Coach Moorhead knows what he's doing. Coach Cristobal's not an old man. He's young. The way he bounces on that sideline, lots of energy. You can just keep bringing that juice down there. You have to.
Yeah. Glenn Schumann, by the way, also very young. The co-DC at Georgia, 30. Two 30-year-olds under consideration. So there's your update for the Oregon Ducks defensive coordinator search. This is interesting. Big hire. But one thing that Mario Cristobal has done is when he's had turnover on a staff, he's done a really good job of replacing those defections, whether it was
Let's see if they pay well, too. That's the other thing. Don't think that money might be an option, because if you can't pay competitive wages to guys to come out to the Pac-12, you're going to have to pay – this is me – you're going to have to pay them a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to get more, and they're going to be offered more in other conferences because they just have more money, and these schools got to be willing to dig into it. And I think that from when I listened to Coach Cristobal, the first guy out of his mouth when he said, I lean on who, Phil Knight was the first guy he said when he was talking about his contract negotiations. So
yeah, I think they know if they're going to be getting guys and keeping them around, they're going to have to start ponying up those
have
big
to pay.
Books.
They're going to have to.
Which they did with Leavitt. 1.7.
Yeah.
Remember, that was 1.7 mil.
They did.
And by the way, they may now be the only ones looking for a DC. Your Huskies up there. Pete Kwiatkowski, is he going to join that Sark staff at Texas?
I don't know. I think that'd
be a big loss, wouldn't it?
Well, no, not really. Well, yeah, he's a great guy. It'd be a good loss. He's been there for a while. But you still have, I mean, he was the co-defensive coordinator with Jimmy Lake, so you still keep Jimmy Lake's system with that. But, yeah, Coach Kwiatkowski is a great guy, and Sark probably wants to go after one of the better defensive coordinators in all of college football, because Washington's been a top five and a top 10 defense, top five in this conference, top 10 in the country for the last, since Coach Peterson and them arrived. So he can coach defense.
Yeah. And Jimmy Legg gave up the play calling to Kwiatkowski, didn't he?
This year? Nothing yeah, because the head coach has got to delegate more.
Well, no, before he was the head coach.
I thought
he gave up the play calling to Kwiatkowski.
No, that's the other way around. The other way around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jimmy Lake was the defensive coordinator. Coach Kwiatkowski was just the linebacker's coach.
All right, let's talk Deshaun Watson on the outs in Houston. Where does he land? 503-250-1080. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Deshaun Watson appears to be on the outs with the Houston Texans. He went from 2 to 10. Whoa, on his anger level. Based on the fact that they told him they were going to consult him on the GM search, they did not. There's a lot of other things that he should be upset about, including what J.J. Watt said. We wasted one of your years, and I'm sorry. But he seems upset, and it seems like it is beyond repair. Where does Deshaun Watson land? 503-250-1080.
Somebody on the text line kind of suggesting the repetition that the Texans do have of doing similar things like this. Texans trade Watson to the Jets and draft Justin Fields. In 4 years, they repeat the same scenario and Fields demands a trade. Texans gonna Texans.
Okay, I could see it.
It could happen.
My goodness. Like, here's where they are so dysfunctional, too, is that...
But
they sold themselves on Laremy Tunsil being the missing piece. And now they don't even have a first-round draft pick.
But
this
here's the stigma. Let me call spades a spades here. They're not dysfunctional. Okay, they have four playoff wins, division championships, win their division. They've won games. They've been relevant. They could be the Browns. They could be the Cincinnati Bengals. They could be Detroit. But they're not. They're like in that – they could be Jacksonville, for God's sake. Jacksonville not too long ago was in the AFC Championship game. Are they more dysfunctional than Jacksonville? I don't know. They kind of stay righted their ship with Urban Meyer, but that's out. They're not dysfunctional. They're just mediocre. And when you're mediocre and you're led by Cal McNair, who's now the second-generation rich kid that doesn't really know what to do and just kind of try to lean on the same old, and the easy, easy – it's not like I don't look at Houston and go, that's a terrible place to be. It just feels like it's a rudderless ship right now, searching. But they're not dysfunctional. Cincinnati is garbage. Okay, Joe Burrow and Penei Sewell are going to be the cornerstones there for the next decade. I'm terrified about that.
Well, you know,
but I feel bad, but I'm not. They're going to be compensated. But they're not Detroit. Detroit hasn't won a playoff game in 40 years. So, and Cleveland just figured it out this year since 2002. So it's not like Houston's that bad.
Well, the two of their playoff wins are against the Cincinnati Bengals. The other one.
Still a playoff win.
Another one is against, remember the.
Buffalo Bills.
Connor Cook, Oakland Raiders.
It's still a playoff win, man.
I know. Well,
Detroit wasn't able to even win one.
They were on their fourth string quarterback. But you mentioned that the Bengals are this beacon of dysfunction. Like, you can be dysfunctional and still win despite being dysfunctional. I think that's Deshaun Watson's biggest issue, is that he's sitting there looking around and going, he and J.J. Watt are going, what the hell else do we need to do? Like, we are here and we're trying, but you guys in the front office keep just getting in our way.
Well, with that being said, 31 other teams are going to have that same conversation, because everybody up in Seattle is having the same conversation. Atlanta's having, Philly just gutted everybody and their coaches. This is not new to this sport. So what suddenly makes Houston this punching bag of dysfunction? They're not.
Well, Dwayne Brown forcing his way out, DeAndre Hopkins doing it, now Deshaun Watson doing it.
Jadeveon Clowney wanted out.
I would say that makes
them
dysfunctional.
I think it was a Bill O'Brien
problem. When you have a bunch of great players who are saying, I'm out. Like, this is not okay. And it could have been a Bill O'Brien, but look, Bill O'Brien's gone, and Deshaun Watson is like, I'm out.
Well, Bill O'Brien gave Deshaun Watson his contract because he was the general manager.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, that wasn't – but it was a deserved contract. Like, the whole conversation around the NFL was, if you don't get this Deshaun Watson deal done, you guys are going to screw up such a great thing.
Was it deserved now? Does it look like it was a smart move? It doesn't look like it was a smart move now, because now you're locked up with cap space, and now you're locked up with a no trade clause.
He's a top 10 quarterback.
That doesn't always matter to places. It doesn't matter. If they want to reboot and want to restart, the ownership is going to go, that's fine. We don't really care. So now with the new general manager, Nick Caserio, he's going to take – you really think he's going to deviate off the path that he learned from Bill? But no way. And Bill O'Brien was trying the same thing. We'll just trade stars and we'll just do whatever we can, and we don't need to keep everybody. Bill O'Brien was rough, man. He was so very hard to get close to. You saw him in the way he acted in HBO's Hard Knocks. Just gruff. Not really. So respect to the players? I don't know. Maybe.
Go ahead.
No, Jim. Go ahead.
Dusty, you might like this text. A possible trade destination, as Cam is mentioning, Bill Belichick, probably going to the Patriots because it seems the Texans are infuriated with them.
Infatuated with them, maybe? Maybe that's...
Not infuriated, infatuated.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. What are you going to give up? This is going to be the Bill Belichick deep state. Trade all of the best players to Bill Belichick people.
Bill Belichick is never paying that kind of money for a quarterback, ever. He never even paid Brady that kind of money. That's why I say, I think he goes... The perfect fit is Atlanta. Trade Matt Ryan, give him Julio Jones, send those guys to the veterans, draft a quarterback, or bring in another free agent, bring in something else, send Deshaun Watson to Atlanta, and I think he'd be a spectacular fit in Atlanta. Spectacular. Good division. Division's going to be up for grabs because Drew Brees is going to leave. We don't know what Carolina is going to be like. I mean, do they really scare you? We know Tom's going to be there in Tampa. You can battle there. It's kind of warmer. It's inside-ish. It depends on when you open. Atlanta's a great city. And they have their ownership is spectacular.
Arthur Smith, the new head coach there.
Yeah. He's coming from Tennessee. He's going to bring in a different kind of offense. Yeah, he amplified Derrick Henry because Ryan Tannehill has limitations. But Deshaun Watson, that's the end I'll say. Where he ends up, that's my favorite landing spot. Where he ends up going, Kramer, he could end up going to the Jets. He could end up going to Jacksonville.
Hard
Who
part
knows?
With that one is that they can't afford to do it right now. With the salary cap and even trading Matt Ryan's deal, they couldn't afford to bring on Deshaun Watson's, could they? Because of the way that the stupid term that we always talk about, dead cap money, is it even feasible for them to do that? Whereas, like, you know, some of these other teams like, I don't know, Miami and Jacksonville and even Chicago for that fact.
Ways
that
to be matter. Creative. I'm not a capologist. Certainly not going to give you those. I'm just getting from apples for apples or what could make sense. One team wants a reboot and a restart. Matt Ryan's still got some gas left in the tank. Be a good fit down there. Julio Jones depends on what he wants to do and all those numbers. Look, this is going to be a time where a lot of veterans start getting cut and a lot of older quarterbacks are going to start getting moved all the way around.
Matt Ryan has got a cap deal of $23 million is his salary, which is good. But my goodness, these salary cap hits and these capologists.
Well, they backload so contracts. Crazy. That's why they always do
$41 it. $41 million.
Right. Well, because you're trying to win in the moment. They tried to win with, Dan Quinn, once they went to the Super Bowl, they tried to pay everybody else, and then they backloaded all those things to say we're going to win in the win now mode. Well, now they're going to pay for it with those cap hits. That's fictional money, but it affects how you can bring in free agents or anything. So you got to go younger.
So if they trade him before June 1st, that is Matt Ryan, they will have $44 million in dead cap, and it'll cost them about $3.5 million against the cap. If they do it post June 1st, it will be only $17 million in dead cap space.
So they Matt Ryan, June 1st, June 2nd.
They would save $23 million, but you would have to get the Texans to agree to hold on to this beacon of dysfunction for another, 6 months.
Well, we know the NFL is not going to be doing any spring football. They're not going to be, everything's going to be virtual. Their OTAs are going to, they've already said it. Players are saying we're going to do more of that. So it might not affect it at all. June 1st happens a lot. Look, Cam Newton showed up, just right into training camp. It'll be fine. He's got a lot of options.
Yeah. That would be interesting to see where he goes, because there's a lot of great fits for Deshaun Watson, because guess what? Mm-hmm. He's a great quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
He's a top 10 quarterback talented. In the league.
Yep.
All right. The Mets can't have nice things. They can't even hope to have nice things right now. Here's Will with SportsCenter. All right, the New York Mets have fired their general manager, Jared Porter, after Porter admitted that he sent explicit unsolicited text and images to a female reporter in 2016, including D-pics.
How many, though?
How many D-pics did he send?
No, isn't it in the 60s?
Well, no, okay.
The total amount?
He sent 60 text messages to this woman, and she was a female reporter from an international publication.
While he was working for the Cubs, right?
Yeah, while he was working for the Cubs back in 2016. So he was 36.
They won the World Series that year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he sent 60 text messages to her that she did not respond to.
Yeah.
And then after months of her not responding, on August 11th, he sent 15 different photos, and they were of, like, the hotel, its restaurant down in Los Angeles. And then the 16th photo of the day was a picture of a bulge in his pants. And then the 17th was the actual thing. And my gosh.
Not very smart, man.
PSA, nobody wants to see your D-pics. That was just a blanket statement to everybody out there.
Yeah.
That was just a blanket statement. Don't send them. Especially to people who aren't responding to you, you don't know, and you don't have a relationship with at all.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Don't send them to them.
Yeah. What a moron. What an absolute, and he deserved, he got fired immediately. He probably should have been fired the second it came out, and they'll move on his career and his choices. Look, you're going to make dumb choices. You're going to get, this is what's going to happen. You're going to absolute idiot if you do that in today's world. You don't have the luxury. If you're not smart enough, first of all, to take the hint from somebody that they don't want your interaction and they have no interest in you, and you're going to continue to force that upon yourself. And continue to force that upon that. But the thing is, you're done, man. This is it. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, is it really, really worth it? Just an absolute clown. You give somebody power for just a moment. Just give them a little bit of power. They think they're above the world. And then the world just snaps right back at you and goes, nope, sorry, man. We're not getting away with this crap anymore.
See, and this is a weird thing. Like, he was just, he was like a director of scouting, right? He wasn't the GM for the Cubs. It was, this guy was just a guy who thought that this was a
good
idea.
Where does that work, though? That's what I'm just very curious. Is it somebody's telling some idiot out there to do this? And in what world does that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that I can just see the ladies just lining up. No, that's the guy I want.
The previous 59 text messages didn't work, so
brilliant.
Maybe this one is.
Yeah, this guy will lead our franchise. This
picture of my hog and send it to her, and that'll work. It will not work.
Not very intelligent.
Did you ever consider he was probably drunk?
Again, another example of what you don't do when you're drunk, ever.
Well, anything. So it wasn't 60 in a row. It was 60 over a span of time, right?
Right.
So he probably got drunk in spurts and then texted her. Because I agree with you. Any sane person probably wouldn't continue to do it if she's not responding. I'm going to put the guess out there that he was partaking in some type of substance and then got back at it.
Yep. Well, this guy this guy doesn't feel sorry about what he did, because he said, oh, yeah, I used to text her when ESPN reached out to her or reach out to him. And then he was like, we used to text, but I never sent any pictures. And they're like, well, we have pictures. And he's like, well, I sent selfies to her, but not the other pictures.
Just selfie of something else.
He said the more explicit ones are not for me. Those are kind of like joke stock images. No, they're not. First of all, what website has the stock images of D pics and bold pictures? Let's go to our social media manager, Will Darkins. Yeah. Will, are there stock images?
Why is Will going to know this?
Because he's our social media
manager. So he peruses the adult side of social media?
No, he's the social media manager of The Fan.
No, he's not. Is he? You're the social media manager of this entire state, so nobody else posts anything social media-wise.
So there are images on Getty that are not specifically the member. But there are very suggestive pictures on Getty that are used in advertising for companies that do adult shops.
Oh,
wow. Interesting.
But it's not what this guy's defense still not flying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't hold up. But it very much indeed is a thing, because there are adult stores out there, and Getty Images, which is one of the image aggregates, they understand there's a need for it. And the only reason I know this is because we had a potential advertiser here at the station that wanted to do advertising through the web, and they wanted a stock image for it. And I just randomly looked up, okay, well, let's look up sexy. And you got a lot of it.
Oh, boy. Huh. Well, he's still not what he was describing there. This guy has lost his job. They fired him.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be fired. And look, this is like...
So what? Yeah, what's
I can't understand what goes through people like this.
Oh, come on,
this
Dusty.
Porter guy's mind.
Come on.
Come
on, you can't be that naive, right?
No. We just got done talking. Like, you literally just said it too. I don't understand what is going through his mind. Like, this is gonna work. Like, this is gonna win him
over. He thinks he's the average guy. That's what's going through his mind. He honestly believes he's Bill that works down at the steel mill.
But Bill at the steel mill, like, that's something
that's
I don't understand either.
That's not okay for Bill
either.
At the steel mill. No, that's my point, is that you think you can get away with anything and you're not going to have repercussions. This is the standard thought process in our entire country right now. So let's
ridiculous.
Not act like this is shocking.
It is.
You're just an idiot.
Idiots
lead franchises. Idiots lead businesses. And idiots get high-paying jobs.
The thing
Your sense of idiocy has nothing to do with whether he did it or not.
What? No, I don't understand how that goes through somebody's mind that this will work.
Come on. Don't be that naive.
I will be, because I just don't. That is something I will never understand about like, hey, I'm going to send the D picks and that's going to win them over. That is something I will not. I just
nobody's condoning what this is, but I certainly there's no surprises that some guy, there's some guy is making advancements on a female and she doesn't want it and he gets fired because he's an idiot.
Well, that's hold on. Like, that's not a surprise.
Oh,
that's not a surprise.
You said you can't understand it is what you said.
Uh huh. And that is still true. This guy got canned now, and now the Mets are sitting there going,
do you feel the same way about Robert Kraft? Can you understand that?
The massage parlor?
Yeah. Another powerful man, full of a lot of money.
Going to the massage shop?
Here's a guy that's been years, leads one of the greatest franchises that's ever been done that, and are you having a hard time with that one, too?
Lonely old man. Yeah, I do.
All right.
I mean, he's...
It's the same thing. These guys are making dumbass mistakes. They're making dumb mistakes. Oof. And you can't do that.
My God, no.
When you're in a powerful position or in any position.
No.
And women don't want that. And you never condone any of that.
No.
No.
No, absolutely.
But they continue
not.
To make dumb mistakes.
Oh, man. It is. So they're moving on. Got a new GM coming in. I have no idea who it is going to be. But now it is the first like crisis management that Steve Cohen, the new owner, by the way, new owner brand, the guy's been on the job for a little over a month too. And this all has come out about the Jared Porter and the ownership has been in place for a month and
go
now
work.
They're going back to the drawing board. And that like leads back to, again, apparently ESPN has had knowledge of this. Well, yeah.
Wow.
Well, they haven't really sat on it. They were doing the vetting in December of 2017. ESPN got the messages after being alerted to their existence, which is a crazy thing to think about.
Well, he can go cut grass. He can go cut grass with the Toledo Mud Hens. Good luck to you.
I don't think he's working in baseball at all.
Well, I mean, he's going to be the lawnmower.
Grass there.
Yeah, he's going to be the lawnmower.
So now, like, that is another thing, though, is that, like, the vetting process, apparently, obviously, people in baseball knew that this guy was up to no good because 4 years ago, you know, baseball sources were telling Jeff Passan and Mina Kimes that this dude had D-picks out there. Incredible.
Yeah. It's not the first, and it certainly won't be the last.
No. No, it won't be.
And if you do it, my gosh.
Blazers back to the drawing board. Another big injury for Rip City. Dustin Cam on the Fan. All right, Portland Trailblazers off today. They're back at it tomorrow.
Just wanted to give you a quick update.
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on.
You had mentioned it
earlier
in the show, but yeah, it's done. Shark got him. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You jinxer.
Pete Kwiatkowski to Texas. I don't think it was a jinxer.
No, I'm kidding. It's a great hire. It's a good move.
He'll be the Texas defensive coordinator.
Great hire. Great get.
But the Blazers are off tonight. They will be back at it tomorrow. And they'll be without CJ McCollum for not just tomorrow, but the foreseeable future. Yesterday,
Bootman
afternoon, it was that they would be reevaluating him in a week. Well, that's been pushed out to 4 weeks. 11 o'clock last night, the Blazers tweeted out, hairline fracture found. They're going to boot him up. And he's going to be reevaluated in a month. Bummer.
Yeah, it is. It's bummer.
That's a big one because it's not just Nurk now. You got two of your stars and the guys you lean on the most out. Out for 1 month and 2 months, respectively. So this is going to be a big one for the Blazers over the next month because Damian Lillard, he bears the weight of this franchise on his shoulders night in, night out. That's been amplified tenfold.
Oh, I think he can handle it. That's what he's here for. He's a great man.
I don't think, I know he can handle it between the ears. I don't think he can handle it on the floor, though, because name a team that can do it. I mean,
well, LeBron James. LeBron James cool. did it with nobody.
Cool. LeBron. That's different.
Well, LeBron I don't care about also, any other. Like I
LeBron
said,
LeBron can also defend any position on the floor. Nah. Like any team in the NBA, you lose two of your most three valuable players.
Yeah.
Dame's going to give you a chance. Everybody else is there's margin for error.
I care less about the rest of the NBA when it compares to what Dame. Dame's an unbelievable man, and he's an unbelievable leader. He's here in Portland, and fortunate to have him out on that court every night. So to watch him play and know that this guy's going to be leading this franchise in and out, yeah, I'm not saying he's LeBron James, but the dude's amazing. And he's here in Portland, so embrace it, get behind it.
And he can carry best he them can to do. Wins.
You're damn right he can carry it.
But a month is a long time to be, you know, spinning your wheels on your own.
And I think
largely on your own.
And I think statistically, too, it's major when you have the NBA leader in three-pointers made, or at least he did at the time.
The way that CJ's been playing.
He was all-star, like just bona fide all-star.
And if you just look at it from an analytics standpoint, that's leaving a lot of points on the table. And that's not to say that somebody like Gary Trent Jr. or even Anthony Simons couldn't step up.
Well,
but
Rodney Hood yesterday afternoon had 21.
21, not bad. And he shot okay.
But that's where the Nurk injury also is. Yeah. It shows the bearing, and that's where it's not just one, it's two of your top three players, and that's a tough thing to bear for any NBA franchise, especially the Blazers. But they got the Grizzlies tomorrow and Friday, and look, then you get, I guess, a little bit of a reprieve with the Knicks, but it's not an easy schedule, man. It's not an easy month that you're going to have to be without Dame and CJ.
If there's a month that you might be able to handle it, it might be that mid-stretch, but it's weird because the season started later. So this would be typically, it would be December in a regular season.
I know there's questions being asked, too, about, Blazers don't even have their draft because of the Covington trade. That is lottery protected. So if they do miss the playoffs this year for whatever reason, they'll still have a ton of time to make up the ground that they may lose over the next month, but it is a lottery protected pick going to Houston. So top 14. So if they're in the top 14, then they get to keep their pick. But I don't even think that's a conversation that they're willing to have right now. And look, this goes back to, do they now go to the street and try to swoop somebody up? Because you weren't going to do it before with the Nurk injury because you had the bodies to withstand that. Mm-hmm. But do you go and get a short-term fix? I don't think that anybody on the street's really going to help you right now either. Do you?
What's Steve Blake doing?
Steve Blake, Dan Dickow, Joel Prisbilla.
Yeah, because they're on the street for Chris a reason, Payman. Aren't they? Aren't they on the? Yeah.
Well, those guys are all old and retired.
No, you said on the street. If they're on the street, they're on the street for a reason. They don't make any difference.
Maybe you can go out and get Kevin Porter Jr. from from Cleveland.
What's Darius Miles doing?
Darius, hosting a podcast.
Oh, is he really?
I believe. The Kevin Porter Jr. story is wild out of Cleveland. He threw food at teammates after they moved his locker to make room for Taurean Prince.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Because he hasn't been around the team.
The general manager had to run in because it was such a ridiculous situation.
Man. All right. that'll do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. Up next, you got the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, Dirt and Sprague. 3 to 7, it's prime time with Isaac and Suk. Have a great Tuesday. See you Wednesday right here on 1080 The Fan.
Service. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.